morning, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific weekend today. I hope you guys had a terrific weekend. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday going into the week strong here. And hope you guys are enjoying the podcast updates we have on thebrowershow.com, including all the new ones from last week. We did a lot of interesting articles last week.
I love these pictures that Mike puts up.
They're very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, because you know, we used to just have still photo of me and Dad up there, everything, and it was just...
We got two funny stories to tell you.
Okay. What's your funny story for this weekend?
Having dinner last night at a nice restaurant, and they had some kind of pasta with some type of beef.
Some type of beef?
Oh, we're going to get on to that second.
All right.
So I said to the waitress, I said, what is this miraculous pasta with beef that you have? And it has some strange name. She goes, oh, that's a version of our artificial meat. It's soy.
Wow.
There was no beef.
There was no beef.
It was soy pasta. And so I looked at her and I said, you know, I wrote an article one time and it said the soy turned little boys into little girls. And she looked kind of funny and she goes, well, yeah, I don't drink it because it's bad. It's eat it. It's horrible. My personal trainer tells me never to touch it. I said, well, you serve it here at the restaurant. She goes, well, I can't help that.
Yeah.
And she says, so you don't eat soy? And I said to her, I said, do I sound like I eat soy? And she looked at me. She started laughing. She goes, no, you don't. I said, no, I'm not a soy boy. I don't do all that. And then another story.
So did you actually eat it or you ordered
no,
it?
No way. I ordered a piece of grouper. Grouper, there you go. But then I had another thing happened. I was parking the car, the truck, and there was a guy. He looked like Ancient of Days. He was old.
Yeah.
I mean, he was old. I mean, you know, and I'm not picking on old people, but I'm just telling you, he looked old. And he was driving a C8 Corvette.
Nice car.
Real pretty one. It was that red orange, that real pretty bright red one.
The fire engine red?
I don't know what it was. It was a pretty car. And he pulls up, and he has a date on the other side.
Yeah.
Or his wife or whoever it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so she attempts to get out of the Corvette. And she couldn't get out.
Well, physically?
She physically could not get out of the car. He wasn't strong enough to pick her up and get her out. She was old, too. And I'm not picking on old people. I mean, my gosh. I mean, I
the seat is pretty low. That car sits pretty low. I mean, but it's not that hard to
get out of. No. So now he couldn't open the door all the way open because there was a car beside him. But the spot next to him was clear on the driver's side. And so finally, after watching her attempt to get out of the car four or five times, I thought, I need to help them.
Oh, my gosh.
This happened yesterday. And I said, I thought, well, I'm going to go over here and see if I can help him. So I walked over to him. I said, nice car. I said, you know, I'd love Corvettes. I've had a few in my life, and they're fantastic cars. This is a pretty one. I love the color. Do you need help getting your how do you transition? How do you segue?
How do you transition to that? Do you need help getting your wife out of the car?
Well, I don't know if his wife or his girlfriend or whatever. I don't know what it was. Who? I didn't ask. I wasn't prying like that. I just felt sorry for her. She's grabbing the window of the passenger's side. I thought she's going to break the window. I thought, well, he at least unroll the window down. She grabbed it. She couldn't get out. She tried four or five times. She could not get out. So I finally walked over there and I said, would you like? I can help you get her out. And he goes, no, it's all right. Okay, we're good. I said, now if you move over to the spot next to you, you can actually open the door all the way.
Yeah.
That might make it easier. He goes, nah, if I move over there, somebody parking on this side, and then she can't get back in. I thought, well, the gravity will take care of that.
Yeah.
You'll fall into the C8. So he gets in the car, and he drives away. Never gets her out of the car.
Oh, they just left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
not a happy ending. It's not a bad ending. At least nobody got hurt. Here's the reason I'm talking to you about this morning. You think, well, you're making. No, I'm not making fun of them. I tried to help. You know, I felt bad for them. And here's the point of all of this stuff. I know so many people who couldn't get out of a chair without help.
Yeah.
As they get older. So many people who basically can't walk on the beach because it's not stable when they get older because the sand shifts. I know so many people who get into a C8 Corvette and basically or any kind of Corvette and they're struggling to get out.
I don't know a lot of people can't get out of a Corvette, but
may I finish the story? You know, this is my story.
I'm just
trying to make a point here. and so the reality is this. You know, I work out 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be 70 my next birthday. I could get out of a C8 Corvette. Very easily, as a matter of fact. I could get off the floor without using my hands.
Yeah.
Now, that's not as easy as you sound. That takes a second to get that to do that. But the reality is a lot of people can't. And so here's the thing I've learned over the years. You got to maintain lean muscle weight. You got to maintain your strength. I don't care how you have to do it. You can't sit in a chair and be sedentary all the time, let your muscles atrophy. Now, you know I'm right. Now, this is the point of this whole story. And so the sad part about it is that, you know, how many people are like that? All they do is sit and read or sit and get on their iPad or sit and do whatever, and they're sedentary. They don't walk. They don't exercise. They don't go to the gym. I mean, we started doing – in fact, I'll do them today after this show. I'm going to be doing probably another 120, 160 reps on leg press.
Yeah.
And I don't use heavy weight. I use 245s, you know, one on each side. But I do 20 reps a set, four sets, two different machines, and I keep my legs and my quadriceps strong because, especially after what I saw yesterday, Austin, you've got to – and let me say this. It's a lot easier to maintain lean muscle mass than it is to get it back.
That's a fact.
Okay. And so, and I've seen this. People basically are, you know, are in their 60s or 70s or 80s, and they want to play softball. And they start getting out, start exercising using weights.
Yep.
And suddenly, they can play softball again. They can't really run fast because, you know, that kind of happens with age anyhow. But the reality, at least they can still get around the bases. They can still hit the ball and then go do something. So here's what I suggest that you do if you're over the age of 40. And I'm not picking on you if you're 41, okay? But I'm just telling you honestly, if you don't maintain your lean muscle mass, it's not going to stay with you. It's going to go away. So it's easier to go ahead and start doing it when you're 40, even if you just work legs twice a week for 20 minutes or 10 minutes. Do something. Even if you have to get on outside and grab a rail or whatever and just do some deep knee bends and start off with, you know, 8 squats or quarter squats just to try to build your hip flexors and your quads back up again and your leg biceps. You don't want to be in a situation where you're driving around and you can't get out of the car.
That's pretty embarrassing. I'm sure he's embarrassed. That's why he took off. I mean,
I felt bad for him. I mean, I was going to help him, and I wasn't being a jerk. I was being really nice, and that's why I commented on his car first because I felt bad for him. That Corvette does sit low, and it's got those bucket seats.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing about it is too. On top of that, it's also too to make sure you're maintaining muscle mass. You got to have adequate amounts of protein. That's the thing, too. You can't start eating like a vegetarian and not working out and expect not to maintain muscle.
How did you know that was my next story?
I didn't.
No, this is the next story. You know, Jenny McCarthy basically said she was dying on a vegetarian diet.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I bring up Jenny McCarthy, Austin just gave me a really good segue to this story, you know. But here's the thing. Hollywood actor who was dying on a vegan diet switches to carnivore. She says, it's been incredible. I feel great. Now, here's why I like Jenny McCarthy. It's not because she was in Playboy and all that kind of nonsense and with Jim Carrey and all that. I like Jenny McCarthy for one reason only. She stood against vaccines with Jim Carrey.
She did.
I mean, she got on Larry King. She got on every site she could get on and talked about vaccines like 15, 20 years ago. And she really is basically telling the truth about the vaccines. And now we're starting to see the truth about vaccines from a lot of different Hollywood celebrities. Robert De Niro did the same thing. He did. He played that one movie at the Tribeca Film Festival that talked about vaccines.
Yep.
I think it was called Vaxxed. I think that was the name of it. But then he got under great stress from all that, got great pressure from it too. And he backed out of it real quick. So here's the thing. She says she has now revealed that she almost died being a vegan. And she had to switch to the influencer-loved carnivore diet. The 50-year-old model and author who endorsed Health Secretary Robert Kennedy said last year she became very ill after being a vegan. McCarthy said during an episode of Heal Squad podcast hosted by Maria Menounos, I tried vegan. I almost died. I became so ill. I was exhausted and I was fatigued. I was a mess. A vegan diet is based on plants such as vegetables, grains, nuts, and fruits. Vegans abstain from eating foods that come from animals, including meat, eggs, dairy, and honey. With honey's kind of silly, but that's pretty much all carbs. While a carnivore meal only allows the consumption of meat, poultry, eggs, seafood, fish, some dairy products, and water, that's limiting all other kinds of foods. Now, I don't recommend a straight carnivore diet either because of the lack of fiber. You can increase your risk of colon cancer. Just thought I'd tell you that. Due to vegan diets' naturally lower calorie density, higher fiber content, emphasis on whole and unprocessed foods, vegans tend to feel more full and end up reducing their overall caloric intake, which means they basically cannot eat as much food because they're eating all the time trying to get enough calories, and they don't get enough nutrients because the nutrient density is so low. That's what they're saying. They're also typically rich in fiber and antioxidants, et cetera. It lowers all kinds of things. So they start promoting the vegan diet, which is ludicrous. But McCarthy, who said she was allergic to soy, a vegan staple. By the way, everybody's allergic to soy, especially with all the GMO, all the glyphosate they spray on it. She claims her carbohydrate-heavy diet instead left her feeling like she was literally dying and led her to a meat-dominant carnivore diet. Now, and then it goes on. So here's why I'm saying this. You've got to have a balanced lifestyle. Carnivore isn't it either. Now, carnivore will help you lose weight, Austin.
It will.
Well, all that is the Atkins diet. That's all that is.
It's more the keto-based diet.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. You're not eating a lot of carbs. Your body basically starts using, you know, body fat as fuel, essentially, because you have you're eating no carbs at all.
And it will stabilize insulin. It will stabilize.
It will do that.
It will stabilize.
I've helped a few guys that I've worked with that basically started getting on the proper supplements, and they're having issues with blood sugar, and they started eating essentially that basis, that keto diet, with a lot of protein, and still throwing a little bit of fiber, like you said. Yeah, I mean,
you got to have fiber.
Straight meat all the time.
And that's why get you a bag of mixed organic vegetables.
Yeah.
And when you have a bunch of chicken, eat a bag of organic vegetables. There's hardly any calories in a bag of organic vegetables. That's what you're concerned about. And it won't elevate blood sugar. It won't do that. But just stay away from dried fruit. Stay away from it. Stay away from juices. Those things will really push the, they'll push the sugar up quick in your bloodstream, especially apple juice and orange juice. Oh, my gosh, they elevate blood sugar. So be very, very careful if you're on a keto diet to get sufficient fiber in your diet so you don't end up with colorectal cancer. And be and like I said, fish and vegetables. That's why I always say fish and vegetables, chicken and vegetables, beef and vegetables. Whatever you want to do, do it. And then combine that with a high nutrient density supplement like we have with the Health Masters powdered multiple or tablet multiple, and you'll feel absolutely great in most cases within a few weeks, sometimes within a few hours. But be very careful, because every time you elevate insulin, you mess with your blood sugar. And when you mess with that blood sugar, it'll drop down too low, and then you get hypoglycemia. And you get real irritable and grumpy. You don't need to do all that either. I know I remember Cecilia Roosevelt, MD, she said years ago that one of the primary causes of marital discord of the patients that she worked with, she was a counselor, was blood sugar disorders. Yesterday I was getting kind of grumpy. I thought my blood sugar is kind of low, you know. And I got to eat something, because I had eaten like in 6 hours. And I'd had a couple protein shakes, you know, the small ones, but I didn't have enough calories coming in for the day. And I get like that. Sharon used to say to me, you know, the only way I could take you out and go shopping, which I can't stand shopping, by the way. I can't stand it. I like to conquer shopping. I need a pair of jeans to go buy them, get out in 10 minutes.
Get it done, yeah.
Yeah. But she always tell me, I got to make sure I feed you before I take you shopping, because I yell, I got to go. I've had enough. It's been 3 minutes, you know.
It's way more pleasant. I've been told the same thing. Get a good meal in, then you're actually just wanting to sit there and chill, not go
find when you find food. A seat to sit down, and they bring you a bunch of clothes, and they try them on. You get to look at the clothes. I like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that. That's
emails.
All right. Yeah, you can do whatever you want to do. But just sitting there just hungry,
with
low
mad,
blood sugar.
Just sit there, just get angry by the minute.
It's been 3 minutes. What are we doing? We got to go. All right, what's your next story, Austin?
This is a topic that I wanted to cover. I brought it up a little bit last week, the effects of artificial food dyes on children's brain. This is becoming more and more prevalent as far as people are starting to realize what this stuff does, how effective, how basically toxic it is on young kids, especially that are a very young age, and essentially the problems that we're starting to see with behavioral links. I've covered this repeatedly in the past.
There we go.
But what we're looking at here now.
Are you always, go ahead. They had a real good. They were they
showed it. Meta-analysis of environmental health found that 16 of the 25 studies showed a positive association between artificial food dyes and behavioral issues. 13 of the studies showed statistically significant association.
Increased movement, impulsivity, and inattention are the problematic symptoms affecting the brain of children who are not diagnosed with ADHD. And a lot of kids who basically have been diagnosed with ADHD and ADD, the reason that they have this type of disease in some cases is they're misdiagnosed, and they actually have an allergy to food colors and food dyes. And we've seen that repeatedly
exactly
in the clinic.
Right.
Hmm?
The response, especially from the red food colorings, are so toxic. And that's why you see so many kids. And then they're going, well, they're so hyperactive, they're not listening. Let's put them on Adderall and Ritalin. And you're going, dude, why don't you start looking at their diet? See, make sure they're on a multiple vitamin. Make sure they're on basically, you know, an omega-3 fat. And that's why we put those kits together here. And this is, I've brought this up numerous times, but this again shows you how unbelievably toxic the food supplies in the United States compared to Canada and Germany, where they don't allow a lot of these food coloring in here. So something to be aware of, something to stay away from, and really start checking your labels, because more and more people are starting to be aware of it and really starting to make note and keep this stuff out of your diet. And also, too, this is another wild story on vaccines. This has happened over in Japan. After 3 children died within 24 hours of routine vaccine, Japanese researchers sounded the alarm. Imagine that. This is horrible. This is a review of the childhood vaccination schedule. A study published March 14th in Discovery Magazine Medicine. Basically, surgeons were addressing the increase in post-vaccination adverse events following the introduction of the RNA COVID vaccine in Japan. The study noted that Japan also recorded an abnormal increase in excess deaths or deaths above the amount expected under normal conditions in the years since COVID-19 vaccines were introduced. And he goes, questioning vaccines has long been considered taboo. With strong social pressure to conform to be vaccinated, the aggressive promotion of the coronavirus vaccine through biased messaging remains vividly remembered. And, you know, this is something that you can't forget about. You've got to keep addressing this and keep talking about it, even though it's not a positive topic. But these shots have not gone away. They are on the childhood shot schedule here in the United States. They continually try to push them on young children. And the study presented data from Japan's Ministry of Health. This is the part I want to get to right here. It says a two-month-old baby boy experienced sudden illness 30 minutes after receiving the HIV vaccine. He died 59 minutes after the vaccine.
Yep, sudden infant death.
Now, I got to ask a million-dollar question. Why on God's green earth are you vaccinating a two-month-old baby for basically these things? The two-month-old doesn't even have a developed immune system that can fight off any of this stuff and produce antibodies. Another one here says six-month-old girl was cold with cold symptoms, found dead in her room one day after receiving the hepatitis B, HIB, and DTaP vaccine. I've asked this question a million times. Why are we giving kids five, six, seven vaccines at 6 months old? And why has nobody wanted to address this? And that's why I'm so glad RFK Jr. has been really bringing this to light, because the experts have continually said there's significant increase in sudden infant death syndrome and other significant health problems when you start giving these young children these shots at such a young age when it's not even necessary.
Dr. Mendelsohn, he was a pediatrician. He wrote two books that are absolutely critical to read. They're an essential for any parent or any person who's about to have a child. Number one is called Confessions of a Medical Heretic. Yep. And what he did, he had basically looked at the medical profession as a priestly profession, in which they wore their robes, their white lab coats, and they wore their stethoscope around their neck, which is like a crucifix, he said. And they basically had the power of life and death over the people who they talked to, and they acted like little gods. But he was a heretic. He wasn't going to do that and tell people lies to promote, you know, sickness instead of disease. Now, those weren't his words, those were mine. But he also wrote another book, How to Have a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, or he's a pediatrician. And I'm going from memory now. I've got the book, but it's old. It's 40 years old. It basically said that about 60 to 70% of all sudden infant death syndromes occur within 72 hours after the vaccine. Think about that. Now, normally they would have just said to these kids before they started looking at this, oh, another case of this incredible SIDS,
yep.
Sudden infant death syndrome. We don't know why they died. That was the lie they promulgated for decades. We don't know why they're dying like this. It's SIDS. It's SIDS. Now, another thing that happens is when you take aluminum into the body with all those adjuvants, it causes a problem with calcium uptake in these bones. And a lot of these kids have extremely brittle bones. If you pick them up or whatever, in some cases, you can actually break a bone. Not joking, guys. And what ends up happening is then they were saying, oh, this child was abused by their parent. And the parent didn't do anything besides change a diaper. But all of a sudden they broke a leg. Well, you abused this child. Well, I'm not saying that abuse doesn't happen, because sometimes it does. But the reality is a lot of people are being accused of stuff they didn't do because of the vaccines these children are being given. So remember, all of this stuff's really, really important to take a look at and try to find out what the root cause is, including why these children at 3, 4, 5 months are dying like this after they get their vaccines. And I'm so glad that Kennedy's bringing this up and other stories are bringing this up, because this has been a big problem for a lot of parents, and a lot of people have gone through tremendous anguish with the loss of their infants when they had done nothing wrong except follow standard medical procedure, Austin.
Yeah. And then it's talking about here with Japan now with the self-amplifying RNA vaccines. It says a big problem with the self-amplifying RNA vaccines is there is no off switch, Jabowski said. Right. Once it's injected, no one can control for how long or how much antigen your cells will be tricked into producing, potentially leading to immune dysfunction. That's why you're seeing so many people coming down with these autoimmune disorders after they get this shot. It doesn't stop. The RNA gene therapy is not a vaccine. It was never a vaccine. It was gene therapy. And once they got this rolled out and they put it under the lie, under the umbrella of a vaccine, there's been no living with this lie anymore.
It was changed us into something else.
Exactly,
it's changed,
right,
our DNA. And, you know, you saw that on the old TV show, The Outer Limits. You know, one time I remember I was watching it, and this guy was looking at this human civilization, and he'd come back in time or was in a capsule or whatever it was. I don't remember. And all of a sudden, like, he's the only person left on the planet. Every human's dead. And now the civilization is still there.
Yeah.
And also there's a picture on a tombstone of a human being that had died that had wings like an angel. And they had so advanced the doggone gene therapy, they had become other things. And I thought to myself, wow.
Yeah.
But in the final outcome, they ended up killing the entire species. and he was like the only person left on the planet. It was very strange. And you think, well, that sounds silly. I know it sounds silly. It was Hollywood. It was
Outer Limits had some wild stuff.
Yeah, but look at what they're trying to do with the Disney grooming syndicate. Look at Snow White's doing like $1 million, $2 million a day now.
So bald.
And they're on, it's at 4,000 theaters.
So bald.
No, I mean, Top Gun, almost 8 months after it was released, was still doing 1 to 4 million a day, and on the weekends to do more.
You got
to
remember, too, these movie theaters that are putting this out there, they've got them on like every screen 10, 15 times a day.
Well, I'm sure they've removed them by now.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is they're going to come back and say, this movie's not generating any revenue.
Here's what I suggest for you if you own a movie theater. Put back Tom Cruise on Maverick. And I guarantee it'll start doing $1 million, $2 million a day. Put it on one theater. I'll go back and see it. I love that movie.
Well, that's one of those movies that just does really well in the theater on a big screen.
I'd love to see it again. I'd love to see it again on what's that one being called, the big screen they call it?
Oh, the IMAX?
Oh, my gosh. That was great. The sound was unbelievable. Oh, by the way, Le Pen was getting too much power in France, okay, because remember her nemesis – Macron wants to rule France like a Greek god sitting on a throne. He was put in place by the Rothschilds, by the way. And now she's been found guilty of embezzlement, and she's been basically put under house arrest for the next 4 years. They set away two of her years. Now she has to wear like an ankle bracelet. And now she said that she misused EU funds and barred her from running in the 2007 presidential elections as a far-right leader who was basically leading in the polls in France. Now, there's something called the French Revolution. And these guys need to think about this. The French people, I give them credit for this one. When they get ticked off enough, they start cutting off heads. The blood was running in the streets in Paris.
Pretty barbaric.
Oh, no, I'm not saying –
guillotine was very efficient.
I'm not advocating the use of a guillotine, but I'm saying that a lot of people are going to get really upset with this. Is that the French court has convicted Le Pen of misusing European funds and sending her to prison and banning her for France's next presidential election. I wonder how much they got paid for that, by the way. Yeah. Judges handed down a sentence on Monday that bars her from seeking public office for at least 5 years. And thrusting her far-right party in the limbo, Le Pen received a 4-year prison sentence. Half of that term was suspended. They're just doing it to keep her out of the election.
That's exactly right.
Judges said, adding that Le Pen could serve the remaining 2 years by using a digital electronic bracelet or other alternatives to jail time. In other words, they're not putting her in jail. They don't want to have a massive, riot in France and Paris, okay? What they're doing is they're keeping her out of the election. The ruling takes Le Pen out of contention for the 2027 legs because she expected to be a front runner. The court ruled that Le Pen and other members of her party illegally used 4.4 million euros, about $4.8 million, in EU funding that was earmarked for assistance helping lawmakers in the European Parliament with their work. Instead, judges said they used the money to pay party staffers and other assistants who were involved in work for the Parliament. I mean, this is so petty, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, this is just election interference again. This is going in.
Why don't they just let her pay the $4.8 million back and do whatever they want? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Putting on an ankle monitor.
This is a line item entry.
Well, speaking of embezzlement and shady things on that, Musk announced that Doge is going to investigate the strangely wealthy Congress members. Essentially,
that's a really good segue.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
The thing about this, I talked to somebody about this the other day. This is like that big, giant pink elephant in the room that nobody wants to address. Everybody in the entire United States has wondered for years how an individual that sometimes doesn't really have any significant net worth goes into Congress making 180 grand a year, and suddenly in a few years they're worth 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 million dollars. And nobody wants to talk about them. Nobody wants to address it. Nobody wants to look at it. But it's a very serious problem. It says right here they're going into for years. How an individual that sometimes doesn't really have any significant net worth goes into Congress making 180 grand a year, and suddenly in a few years they're worth 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 million dollars. And nobody wants to talk about them. Nobody wants to address it. Nobody wants to look at it. But it's a very serious problem. It says right here they're going into four people that average in over $100 million each. They said, according to public disclosures recent, Schumer's realistically closer to $9 million, but then that's as far as what they're disclosing on here. And he said, he wants to look at that. And I think everybody, has a right to know what in the world and where all this money's going. Because quite frankly, at the end of the day, it's actually quite irritating when you see these people pushing this agenda and all this money that's being funneled out and nobody can seem to figure out where any of it goes. And this is another article that came up here. This is something wild. It says Doge basically claims 2.1 million non-citizens received Social Security checks in 2024. This is wild. Speaking at a conference alongside, they're saying here we start at the top of the system, mapping the whole system of Social Security to understand where the fraud was. There are a lot of people there that showed us a lot of waste. He goes on to say here in 2021, you see 270,000 people, goes all the way to 2.1 million in 2024. These are non-citizens. They're getting Social Security checks and Social Security numbers.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. I mean, 2.1 million.
And I paid all that Social Security in. And these people are getting, you know, my money.
No, you need to pay more, though. You haven't paid enough yet.
I haven't paid enough. I mean, they give me like $2,000 a month. It's awful.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. You know, you pay in for 40 plus years.
Oh, no, I paid them huge amounts of money, and they give me $2,000 a month. I'm like, that's great.
Take your check, peasant. Yeah. Be quiet. Don't say anything.
I asked them for a check. They wouldn't give me one. Direct deposit. They say, we don't do checks. We have to do direct deposit. I'm like, but I want a check. I want to actually be able to see it. Make you guys feel the pain of having to write a check out.
Yeah, so remember, it's way easier to do digital transfers because then they just put another zero on it. Oh, we're short a billion this month. That's fine. Just add two more.
But I wanted to take the $2,000 and walk to the bank and say, please cash this for me.
I want my money.
I want to buy some food, buy some groceries. I want to go ahead and spend my $150 for a bag of groceries at Publix. Publix is becoming turned into the whole paycheck store. It's horrible how expensive Publix is. I bought some biscuits for your kids the other day.
Yeah.
Right? I was over at Costco.
Yeah.
Okay? And they were organic biscuits. They were like Annie's.
Yeah.
And there were three things of organic biscuits, you know, from Annie's.
Three pack, yeah.
For like $4.99.
Yeah.
$4.99. I thought, okay, pretty good price. I'll grab a bag of some biscuits.
Three pack.
And so then I go to Publix. Same biscuit. One can. $9.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So three of them would be $27 versus five. So it's like 500% more money.
When you got to think about it, Costco is also making money on the three pack still to sell it at that.
Well, yeah, and Publix makes $5 billion or $4.5 billion last year. They got to raise their egg prices to $12 a dozen.
I know. I saw the other day. I told you. I said, dude, eggs are not $12 a dozen. These are organic.
Oh, do you see now? They've also dumped another hundreds of thousands of tons.
Oh, I saw that. I was going to cover that article.
Of liquid eggs. That
no,
were, yeah.
They said that because they may have possibly had been contaminated.
May have, with no, small no, no. Of bleach. There was no proof of any of them being contaminated. No compounds were found at all in this egg stuff, and they dumped hundreds of thousands of pounds again of eggs. And I'm like, wait a minute. Just when we start to get the eggs back into the market to get prices down, they take all these liquid eggs. These were like cracked eggs into a can. And they took them, and a lot of them were basically the organic
212,000 pounds of eggs recalled over concern that it may contain bleach, according to the FDA. They're the Egg Beater Original, Cage Free Original, Original Frozen Liquid Egg. So basically, these are the liquid eggs you use. But a lot of times, they still have to get real eggs.
No, most of them are.
Yeah, they make them in there. They said they recalled the items, and it says that essentially they may have been contaminated with bleach.
May. You know, to me, this May stuff's got to stop.
No, this is what's so crazy about it. I mean, if you say the COVID vaccine may cause sudden infant death, oh, no, that's not even relevant. It's just, you know, we don't care about that. But, yeah, now I was reading about this, 212,000 pounds.
That's a lot of eggs. You may eggs. You know, see, I mean, it take a million eggs to do that, but more than a million eggs. A lot of eggs.
Yeah.
Millions of eggs. Oh, by the way, Kanye West. Yeah, I like Kanye West. You know why I like him? Because the guy knows how to get a headline.
He's wild.
Now, I don't like what he does with his wife, running her around and prancing her around naked. That's not cool, all right? But he does have a way to get people's attention. Watch Kanye West as he stuns an interviewer and he shows up in a KKK-inspired outfit. Now, in case you don't know, Kanye West is black, in case you've been, you know, not paying attention. And so he shows up in a KKK outfit, and it says, left live streaming podcaster stunned as he turned up for an interview on Rumble wearing black KKK-inspired outfit. The rapper appeared in an hour-long interview wearing a pointed black leather hood resembling the KKK's notorious garb. He eventually removed the troubling outerwear to reveal a T-shirt designed by Sean Diddy Combs and a necklace wearing a swastika medallion. you know, it's funny. You know, the Nazis didn't really like blacks, okay? They didn't like anybody, you weren't a Nazi. And what's funny about this, he puts a swastika medallion on. So he's, like I said, he knows how to get attention. He said he previously wore in a video with the white nationalist Nick Fuentes with the swastika. West has said he had both black and matching white versions of the outfits. He had the regular white KKK. This is our mental candy segment for the day. Custom Made admitted he considered wearing it publicly and ultimately decided not to wear it for fear of backlash. He goes, I wanted to wear it yesterday, he said, but I was worried that people would put me back in the hospital for my outfit.
There you go.
Apparently they arrested him one time.
Oh, yeah.
Put him in like a metal Baker acted. Yeah, they Baker acted him. Throughout the conversation, the pair veered through a sprawling range of West's personal grievances and industry feuds, touching on his regret over his relationship with Kim Kardashian, frustration with child custody. And I'm not going to read any more stuff, but he also defended Diddy, currently in detention awaiting trial on sex trafficking, alleging media hypocrisy, targeting black artists while sparing others. You can read the rest of this stuff. But earlier in the month, West dubbed a white KKK robe as the outfit of the day in a now deleted Instagram post. So, Kanye, I think you're funny as all get out. I don't agree with everything you do, but this is a pretty funny article. I got a kick out of that one. Maybe it's my sense of humor. It's just, to me,
no, it was pretty funny. I was looking at the egg thing right now. Back to that real quick, because I'm still on this egg kick. It says wholesale egg prices have plunged, analysis says. Shoppers may see some relief soon. Now, here's the issue that I have with this entire story. How in the world did they drop so quickly if we've been having this egg shortage? So they've been talking about all this different stuff, and this goes back to what we talked about before, how they artificially manipulated the market and spiked the prices on all these eggs.
Chickens grow pretty quick.
Well, no, now all of a sudden they're dropping 40% now. Dropping 40% that fast, huh? So the $12 a dozen eggs at Publix are going to be no more $12?
It'd be $7 a dozen.
No, this whole thing's been another squeeze on the market, in my opinion. I think there was a serious issue. We still have a serious issue with these birds being culled for no reason at all. Oh, we PCR tested a chicken. It shows that it's got bird flu.
No, that it might have bird flu. There's no proof. There's no proof it has bird flu. None.
2 million chickens.
So now 2 million children wiped out.
Call them all.
No. It's the same thing.
It's like,
We've got egg beaters now, and they might have been contaminated, but we've never found any proof of contamination.
But they could have had bleach in them at some point.
So we're going to dump 212,000 pounds of egg beaters, and you're like, and we got that chicken. Remember that chicken, that pesky little chicken? That chicken might have had a cold. But we could say it has bird flu, so we're going to go ahead and take this entire flock for 2 million birds and kill them. The problem they run into, chickens have this tendency to reproduce really fast. They lay a lot of eggs, usually an egg a day. And so all of a sudden they have these egg layers that are coming up and they're going, oh, by the way, our new chickens are now laying eggs again. And so now we have a drop in wholesale prices. This is so manipulated. It's
nauseating. It really was. It's crazy. You never thought they'd be seeing eggs massively manipulated on the market, but here we are.
Oh, by the way, RFK exposes a woke California school who is spending huge sums teaching 10-year-old children perversion in the classroom. I'm not going to even talk about what they're teaching them. Basically, in a letter showing exclusively to Daily Mail, the Department of Health and Human Services warned the state's health agency it was showing age-inappropriate, medically inaccurate materials to students.
There you go.
In a statement, the HHS said it would not tolerate the use of federal funds or programs that failed to meet its requirements. The letter demanded California now send all material used for this type of education schools to HHS to review prior to teaching. And the materials were revealed by this website. Yeah, I didn't realize that Kennedy would have control over this. This is pretty cool. I like this.
He makes some moves, man.
And the materials revealed to the website, instructors are told to teach students about, they're not going to talk about this. They also told about how to teach students the role, they're not going to talk about that. This is sick, about pronouns, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
And so all of this stuff for 10-year-olds. Now, the problem they're going to have with 10-year-olds, they're on the very, very edge of theta brainwave activity. They don't really have a lot of play materials going on in their brain anymore at the age of 10. That's usually from about 4 to about 8. So they're actually waiting a little bit late, California. I'm glad you are doing this, and I'm glad the HHS secretary is saying something about this. But this has no place in the school system.
None, zero
at all. Because, I mean, you think about it. They're doing everything they possibly can to come against God's word in this. That's what they're doing. They're changing everything they possibly can. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy that it's forbidden for men to dress as women. It says that. But yet they teach you to do that because they want you to be closer to their god, Ein Sof, that's a transgender or hermaphrodite. The people that run the planet and run the educational systems and run the newspapers and the main media, that's what they believe. that their God is a snake in a tree. I'm not saying I believe this is, these guys are nuts. And that's, he just walks around the tree of the snake wrapped around the tree of the universe, and he's an hermaphrodite. And if you're homosexual, you're closer to him. If you're transgender, oh yeah, now you're being just like him if you're, you know, hermaphrodite, and they want you to be like this. It's in homage to their God. That's why they're pushing this agenda so hard. And it's sickening to me that they're doing this to our children. Stay with what the Word of God says. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to go to the, Saturday, and I had the opportunity to go to, and pray at the altar for you guys. And I just, and I was up there praying for you guys, asking God to bless you and keep you, to allow his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and grant you grace, mercy, peace, love, and prosperity, and companionship all the days of your life. And I prayed for you again last night. You guys mean the world to me, and I'm really glad that you guys support the show like you do, because quite frankly, if it wasn't for you guys supporting us and supporting Health Masters, we couldn't be here. But even if I wasn't here, I'd still be praying for you guys. I'm not going to say I wouldn't, because I would, because I love you guys. You guys are family to us, but thanks again for your support. Austin, what do you think? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, you're spot on with that, as far as, I mean, this is why we do this show every day, to get the truth out to you guys and give you guys the knowledge and background and information to use it and wake other, you know, more people up as well. That's why we put together the Brower Show. That's why I've been working all this different website platforms for you. And be sure as well to check out and get updates every day. I keep telling everybody, because people want to get specials and coupons and sales, sign up for the newsletter right there on the Brower Show. Put your name, your email, the Brower Show, the Health Masters, join both of them and subscribe. Get the updates, get the information every single day. We're going to do some more updates to this site soon, having more clips, small health clips at the top, really cool stuff. We're going to be updating on it, so make sure you're getting all the updates right to your email every single day. And this is also interesting news in Germany. Just when you think they couldn't get more suppressive, new German government wants to ban
this is crazy.
Lies. Well, here's the question. Who determines what's a lie?
That's exactly right.
Lies. That's a very broad statement. We're banning lies. Says basically the spread of hatred in Germany is protected by the freedom of expression. We need to propose a ban on lies.
Now, this is a ban against all medias.
That's exactly what this is. It says they received a copy of the working paperwork, which outlines the goal of combating fake news on social media and restrictions on it. The paper from the CDU and SPC indicates that disinformation and fake news threaten democracy. In fact, the paper argues that freedom of expression does not apply in such circumstances.
That's because the right-wing party in Germany has gotten so strong, and they own a bunch of the seats now in their parliament. Yep. And they've had enough of it, so now they want to say they can't say the truth and tell the truth anymore. I mean, Germany's – last year I was in Germany, Austin. And I was – I think it was a big city. All right, I was there. And all of a sudden, these two police officers are walking around. One of them, I think I told the story on the air, one of them has a dog, a shepherd. And some lady walks up and asks the police a question. She was doing nothing. And this dog triggers on her. And the guy grabs the dog, pulls it out. It goes for the woman's throat to kill her. And he pulls it down. The woman's scared out of her mind. All she did was ask the guy a question. Is that what we want in the United States of America? Germany. My question to you is this. What's wrong with you? How did you get like this? Are you so brainwashed because of what happened to you after World War II? Are you so brainwashed of all the lies they've told you on TV? Are you so brainwashed that you let your police officers run around with attack canines on full patrol to go for the throat of women who ask a question? This is an older woman, too. It wasn't some kid. I couldn't even believe this, that I saw this with my own eyes. This is not somebody telling me what happened. I saw it with my own eyes. It was frightening. And I thought to myself, wow. So now they're saying, if you give alternative news in Germany, we're banning it. Because you're lying. Because it can't be true. Well, maybe you guys need to try to figure out what's true and what's not true, because this is ridiculous. I mean, this is
a scene recently in Germany as police raid the home of Jürgen Alasser, the publisher of the right-wing Compact magazine, and remove various belongings. German Interior Minister placed a blanket ban on his entire publication because they said he was spreading false information about immigration. So we don't want more immigrants to move to Germany. We're tired of them raping everyone. We're tired of their behavior. We don't need to allow any more people here. That's fake news. Fake news. You're banned. Get out of here. We're arresting you now. You can't say that because it's fake news. It's a lie. Wild stuff, man. Wild stuff on there.
Oh, by the way, you know, now we have a Christian group, teaching LGBTQ training to their pastors and congregation.
There you go.
This is crazy. Wow. No. This is from Annalise Stanley's church. And this is an article. And it says, leaked LGBTQ training video from Annalise Stanley's church reveals shocking instructions. It says a leaked small group training video from North Point Community Church shows a church ministry director instructing small group leaders to use affirming language with transgenders, tweens, and teens.
Jeez.
Advising them to use their new names and their personal pronouns because everybody else in that child's life is affirming that we cannot be the last place that trans students feel comfortable. I understand why he's doing that, but he's absolutely wrong because what he's just done is he has just compromised the word of God, period. And I find this kind of teaching from our churches egregious, and I'm being very kind here right now. So Stanley, if you're really doing this, you might want to say, let's talk to these trans kids about Jesus. Let's talk to them about the love of God. Let's talk to them about what Jesus did, how he died for you. Let's talk to them about what the Old Testament says as far as how men shouldn't dress like women. Let's talk about this. Let's get them some counseling. Let's get their hormones tested. Let's make sure that somebody hasn't put them on hormone replacement therapy without their knowledge. Let's make sure some teacher's not giving them some type of estrogen compound. Let's make sure that's not happening first. Instead of telling them it's okay to be like this, I think I saw that and I was absolutely saddened by that. But I'm not going to go any further than that because a lot of you guys probably like this guy. But I don't watch these mainstream media guys because, quite frankly, it's a really big mess with them because when they're not teaching Jesus and Christ crucified and Christ resurrected and the power of God, you know, and repentance, it just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. What do you think, bud? What's your story?
Speaking of wild stuff on here, this just came out just this morning. Top FDA vaccine official Peter Marks resigns from the FDA suddenly. The official, he was directly involved in the pandemic-era Operation Warp Speed to produce the COVID-19 vaccine. Peter Marks, if you guys remember, he was one of the main individuals that was heading the vaccine.
He probably was going to get terminated.
Something's going on with this now because, yeah, this is wild here. I'm sure he submitted his letter of resignation citing Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's initiatives in the letter to acting FDA commissioner. He said he'd be stepping down by April 5th. And what's wild about this is, you know, I wonder if he's going to be investigated for anything later on because of what these guys were involved in. You know, I mean, it's crazy that these individuals were instrumental in approving gene therapy being rolled out in the entire United States population without any significant testing. And nobody's bothered to question anything about what they did. Look at kickbacks, see what's going on. And this may be what's happening, too. He may be wanting to kind of step out of it now because he doesn't want to get blowback. I don't know. But one thing about this is there's these guys – golly, I'll post the article. You guys can read the whole thing about.
Well, no, I mean, again, these guys are running like a bunch of rats scurrying.
No, they are. Everybody's abandoning.
And, of course, he has to sit there and slam muskwad before he leaves and goes out because, you know, because he knows what he did and what he said, you know, whatever.
Well, they got to deflect.
Oh, by the way, I was going to mention this. Yes, from the Wall Street Journal, it goes back. I got a little bit of feedback from what I said last week about Israel and the people involved and, you know, and Goldberg and all the rest of that stuff with that Yemen attack. Israel supplied intelligence and airstrike discussed in the signal chat, officials say.
There you go.
That's in the Wall Street Journal. So you guys can just chop down on that for a little bit and not fuss at me about this because I was right. This is Wall Street Journal. I've posted the article. It's up, and you guys can read all of it right now if you'd like. By the way, a United flight, and this is funny. I talked about this last week. A United flight has collided with a kite. Remember that?
Remember
last week? I talked about how we used to fly kite at the airport?
Yeah.
Well, now we have a kite.
The back of a boat, too, cruise ship.
Oh, we did all that with kites. Okay, be careful with kites. You know, now that I'm a pilot, I don't really think that's – in fact, it never was
a lot
good
of fun
idea.
When you're a kid, but they
– like 6 years old.
They're a bit risky next to airports.
The adult who I did this with should have known better. I was six. Oh, we can fly a kite over there. There's no trees to get tangled up, but this is great. Yeah, okay.
It's all open air over here.
Don't think about propellers, you know? Oh, it was so funny. But, you know, it was so funny because when we were flying that thing, it was a big box kite. Man, we had that thing about 3,000 feet and the line broke.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's still floating. It just took off. By the way, while they were flying the kite and other places here in the air traffic control tower, sometimes they get into arguments on who's in charge and who's not in charge. Just earlier this week, the airport came under scrutiny following a physical altercation between two on-duty tower controllers after a blazing argument led one of them to punch the other. These are the guys that are telling you how to land your plane. By the time the brawling colleagues were separated on Thursday, there was blood spattered all over the control council, according to one.
Oh, they got in a fight.
No, they got a fight. The tower would have likely have had a supervisor, at least six or seven controllers directing air traffic at the time. The FAA said it was investigating the Shockey incident. I've heard controllers going out in the parking lots, but it's a whole new level, the source told Daily Mail. This facility is out of control. This is the same place where that air helicopter struck that other plane and killed everybody.
Yeah.
Same facility. That facility is out of control. People are cracking up because of what happened in January with the helicopter. And FAA spokesman said they were investigating the matter. Now, let's do a little role play here. I'm at the console, and I'm talking to a tranny who's at the other console. And the other tranny goes, "Oh, I don't know what to do. They're about to hit." And I say, "What is wrong with you? You warned them not to hit." "Huh? Don't talk to me like that. You must use my personal pronoun." "No, I'm not going to use your personal pronoun, you kook. What's wrong with you? Huh? You call me a kook." "Ah!" Okay. Now all of a sudden he throws a punch. Now there's blood everywhere. Now they're on the floor beating each other. What the heck did DEI bring us?
Well, at the same time, nobody's paying attention to the other flights. Everybody's distracted in the control room. "Oh, don't worry about the other planes. They're going on a flight. Get your phone out."
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have probably done that. But this is awful. Fist fight, blood everywhere.
I mean,
somebody got a nose busted or something.
Oh yeah.
Right? Somebody got a lip busted. And blood. So now we got blood on the consoles. We need to write a book. Blood on the consoles. FFA out of control. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, and that whole thing that happened with
the helicopter. That was tragedy.
Well,
tragedy.
And what's crazy about that? Did you notice too how quickly that entire thing has been swept up?
Oh yeah.
Nobody's discussing anything about it.
Another near miss happened with some more jets this last weekend with another passenger plane, another military aircraft flying it over there. I mean,
what is going on?
Well, no, because you got a bunch of DEI hires, and I'm being blunt now. Trump said the same thing, and I agree with him on this. You got a bunch of DEI hires who aren't trained properly, who somebody gave the answers to on the FFA test, and they don't know how to
make sure they got the job because they want to have diversity.
Let me explain something to you. I was taking my final exam, oral final exam with an FFA flight examiner. Great guy. I've known him for a long, long time. And he asked me about coming in on a runway in my plane at Lakeland International Airport. And I told him, he said, they want you to come on this runway, hold short for that runway because you have an inbound jet. And he goes, "What would you tell them?" I say, "I'd tell them they're crazy. I don't have enough room to stop the aircraft." And he goes, "You tell them no?" I said, "Absolutely, I would tell them no." And he goes, "You're the only person that ever got that question right. That's the exact right answer." I said, no, I wouldn't do it. I can't stop the aircraft. And you know what's funny about that is that, when you get these FFA guys up there telling these guys to do certain things, how many other pilots are going to say no?
Majority of them don't.
The majority of them won't. My instructor told me, "You can't tell them no." I said, "The heck, I can't tell them no. If they endanger me or my passengers, I'm going to tell them no."
Yeah.
And so it was so funny that Chuck told me that I was the only one ever got that question right. Everybody else says, "Oh, we'll come in with a short field landing and we'll get on the brakes." But he goes, "No, you don't do all that. It's not safe. When you're flying an airplane, you got to know what you're doing, and you got to listen to what they're saying to make sure that the instructions they give you make sense." I was coming to the same airport one time. 25 knot crosswind landings on the runway they told me to land on. I told them, "No, I'm not going to land on that 25 knot. That's the extreme limit of my aircraft." I said, "Let me land on the other runway into a full 25 knot headwind." And they, "Okay, you can do that too."
You're like,
I mean, if I'm flying in there on a 747 or whatever, on a 10,000 foot runway, 25 knot crosswind is not much to it. Look what happened a few months ago, Austin, when that plane flipped upside down because of crosswinds.
Oh yeah,
tore the wing off. That was a United or American flight. Notice you don't hear anything else about that either anymore. Again, is that more DEI hiring? I probably think so. But I got to stop talking about this. I'm getting angry.
Yeah, well, the thing is, that job position is a very stressful job position. You got to be mentally capable of handling that, as far as dealing with that.
All the lives of those passengers are on you and the pilot in command, period.
Yeah.
And I just want to know how in the world those guys didn't see that helicopter coming at them, with their radar and their early warning systems.
We did a whole show on that whole thing.
Yeah.
Both of those planes, all those systems have all types of fail safes on there to prevent that from happening. And I mean, the video made it so strange because you saw it. And I told you guys, and then I brought up the article from Lockheed Martin that they brag about the Blackhawks being able to be fully autonomous with pilots, without pilots, fully operational. And so, again, there's just something. Now, here's another story I want to cover real quick, too. A lot of people wonder why. A lot of times you start eating processed food, you start feeling really crappy and really down.
Really fast.
Ultra-processed foods are making you depressed. Researchers have like ultra-processed,
I believe that.
The mental health issues. And I think this is also contributing to a lot of the problems we're starting to see now all across the country, with more and more people having to go on antidepressants, having mental issues. You have the social media complex. You have the aspect of the food that people are eating.
Read that first paragraph.
No, yeah. So when you pick up a cigarette pack, the warning's clear. Smoking causes lung cancer and other health issues. It's what it is. Reach for a bottle of alcohol, you're met with warning labels on them. Yeah, in a grocery store, we and our children, you grab ultra-processed foods without a single warning about the potential health consequences.
That's 100% accurate.
Yeah, that's probably one of the best statements I've ever read that on, as far as unprocessed
food. But that's alt news, so it has to be fake.
Yeah. Here's the thing a lot of people don't realize. These ultra-processed foods, in some cases, they can be more toxic than actual cigarettes, especially when you start having this stuff with the high-fructose corn syrup coupled with the soybean oil, with the dyes. You got to remember, I'm not advocating cigarettes. What I'm saying is here, some of this stuff, when it's coupled with multiple ultra-processed ingredients, it's unbelievably inflammatory to the body and can cause all types of inflammation and disruption of the microbiome. It says here also, too, UPFs affect brain chemistry, but adopting practical strategies can be the first step towards improving your mental health. The meta-analysis found a link between ultra-processed food consumption and mental health. Those with higher UPF intake had a 53% greater likelihood of experiencing symptoms, both depression and anxiety. I mean,
wow, look at that. Regulating serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine.
Yep.
Which increases alertness and focus.
And that's what happens. You get the artificial sweeteners with the flavor enhancers, the with chemicals. The MSG, with the high fructose corn syrup, with the soybean oil.
All is poison.
That's what I'm saying. You're coupling. It's not like you're eating one food that has something specific in it that's pretty toxic. You're eating an entire concoction of toxicity bundled up in one box and not a single warning about anything in there.
And then you sit around in a sedentary lifestyle and you can't get
that's
out
exactly
of
exactly right.
That's exactly right.
And then you sit on your phone. Everybody's mm-hmm. sitting on social mm-hmm. media mm-hmm. all day long, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point I kind of leave my phone at home or leave it in the
car. It's actually
now,
quite it. Relaxing.
Well, I don't have young children anymore.
I know.
So what difference does it make? If they don't get in touch with me right away, I mean, I'm not responsible.
Well, that's it. I had Hunter and Kendall. I took them to a big car show this weekend. I took them over to one of the hotels over there, and they had a big water slide and stuff. And it was nice because I had a bag with me, and I just threw my phone in there and just left it for the day. And was able to run around the slide, run around the water.
Yeah.
Just got to chill out and hang out and focus with them and not have to worry about it. Sometimes it's nice not have to take phone calls.
Oh, gosh.
And customers, which I love talking to all the customers. You know, it's in all of our listeners, but it does, after a while, so you've got to detox from the phone.
There was a movie out. I'm totally changing the subject. There was a movie out a few years ago, and I don't remember the name, but probably 15, 20 years ago, about these guys that were on this island, and they didn't realize it, but they were clones. They were being grown to replace body parts for their clone.
It's called The Island.
It was The Island.
That's the movie, yeah.
Yeah. And then they would win this lottery, and they'd be all excited because you got to leave the island, but they didn't get to leave the island. They got their body part. Yeah, they got organ harvesting. Here's an article, MIT. Ethically sourced spare human bodies could revolutionize medicine.
Whoa. Spare human bodies.
And we're talking the island here. Human bodyoids could reduce animal testing, improve drug development, and alleviate organ shortages. Why do we hear about medical breakthroughs in mice but rarely see them into humans? Why do so few drugs that enter clinical trials receive regulatory approval? Why is it the waiting list for organ transplant is so long? These challenges stem in large part from a common root cause, a severe shortage of ethically sourced human bodies.
That phrase has so many questions to it. Ethically sourced human bodies.
But if researchers and polymakers find a way to pull these technologies together, one day we'll be able to, we already have this, by the way, create spare bodies, both human and non-human. They could revolutionize medical service. When we built Dolly the sheep, you know, out of a clone, remember that?
Yep.
This back 35, 40 years ago. That sheep's a mammal. If you don't think they have the same technology to do that to humans, and a lot of people say, well, so-and-so probably died, we're looking at his clone. You know, who is that? What's his face said that? Jamie, what's that guy, the black guy? Jamie Foxx. He said that a lot of people say that he's a clone because the real Jamie Foxx died.
I don't know either.
But, you know, why is Jamie Foxx saying that? He's trying to dispute that by making a joke out of it. But Jamie Foxx got really sick after the COVID shot, and suddenly he popped up healthy again. I don't know what the world's going on with Jamie Foxx, nor do I actually care because I don't care for him. But the whole point, I don't really care from him at all. He's stuff.
But you're right, though. When you start seeing stuff like, mm-hmm. we had that technology with the sheep back 30-plus mm-hmm. years ago. What do you think we have now?
So I don't know what they think that they can do here, why they don't think this is okay, and why they don't think it's going to start, and why they don't think they're already doing it. This is a big dig. This MIT Technology Review I've posted at the Health Masters website. Just think about it for a second. If you decide that you wanted to have a clone and that clone basically was going to provide you human organs, how do we know that a clone is not a living entity also? I mean, we don't know. We have no idea. That you can watch that movie. It's creepy. By the way, Ford has stunned the world now by bringing back a 6-speed transmission on their electric hybrids.
Wait, what?
You shifted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they bring a 3-pedal back on a hybrid, electric
apparently
hybrid.
Apparently so. Apparently the hybrids are so boring to drive. They're trying to make them more fun to drive.
Dude, how boring is that going to be? I mean, What are you shifting?
Well, I'm sure they will go ahead and pump some sound into it. You know, Porsche did that with those big flops they had with their electric cars.
Taken.
Oh, it's horrible vehicles. And you know, Porsche really soiled themselves with those cars. But now there's this Ford has stunned by bringing back, you know, these cars that were scrapped years ago as far as the shifting, but it will confuse younger drivers. Ford has just filed a patent to bring back classic driving experience, but only 18% of Americans believe you know how to use a clutch. The automaker has submitted paperwork to bring back stick shifts to electric vehicles. Manual strips and transmissions have all but vanished from the American new car market. Last year, less than 1% had manual gearboxes.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know
that. Porsche still does. They still have some of the 911s you can order. You bring that up with them.
Well, that's got to be an expensive vehicle for resale. Well,
they're very rare.
It says battery cars are typically quick off the line with instant torque, snapping occupants' heads back when the accelerator is floored. However, they're extremely boring to drive. The Ford Mustang Mach-E, unbelievably ugly car, can sprint from 0 to 60 in 3.3 seconds, faster than iconic sports cars like some, they're listening to this, 911 and like 911. Yeah. 911 turbo is about, I think it's 2.1 seconds to 60. But once cruising higher speeds, EVs settle into a near silent, even delivery of power that feels monotonous on the highway. Ford simulated manual driving aims to break that up. You know, no, it's crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, what's the point going to be with that? Because EVs don't have any significant gear systems in them as far as an actual transmission like that.
Maybe all fake.
It's just there to make you feel cool?
Yeah, make you
That's
feel cool.
That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. Watch me. I'm going to first gear.
How do you stall out an EV?
I don't think you can.
It's never really running. It's just on all the time.
If you start stalling out an electric motor, you may burn it up.
Yeah, I guess you're right though. It's become so embarrassing. These cars are so.
This came from the bad ideas factory again.
Ford must be hanging out with ATF. I don't know. There's just
no. But you know, the Porsche has realized, you know, on their gear shift now is Formula One train. This is all technology now that's brand new from the last 20, 30 years.
Oh yeah,
and they can shift a lot faster than a manual shifter can. These Porsche transmissions are fast.
It's just the 6-speed manual is old school. A lot of people still like it, especially for tracking and stuff. I'm trying to wrap my head around a manual gear shifter for EVs. Like, I mean, whatever. Ford's just trying to ruin the.
Well, it's got first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh gear will be boring. So you go back to boring if you'd like. I guess I don't know what they're going to do. Know. You know, put it boring and let's go. All right, unbelievable.
Gosh. Well, the EV market's completely collapsing, and I mean it's crazy to me the behavior you're seeing now with everything switch against Tesla and all these people. Now it's funny. Now conservatives are all pro Tesla, pro electric vehicles now, and all the leftists, all the liberals, all hate Tesla, and it's funny to me how just people are so easily controlled and manipulated to do whatever they're told to do based on what the mainstream media tells them. Tesla bad, hate Tesla, key Tesla vehicles, conservatives now, Tesla good, electric vehicles are good. It's almost comical how easily controlled people are. So again, another reason why we tell everybody, get the truth out there, make sure you're questioning the narrative and continue to stay strong and healthy, one of the most effective things you can do. You guys saw Product of the Week, you voted and it won. The actual prostate support formula,
That's a
great formula, really helps out as far as with male prostate health. So be sure to check that out on sale right now for Product of the Week and multiple other kits that we have on sale right now. Be sure to check it out. Appreciate the support. Thank you for continuing to get the truth out there every day, my friends. Y'all have a blessed, safe, awesome evening. Talk to you tomorrow.
And remember that God loves you, that Jesus created the heavens and the earth. He loves you too. And the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. And always put God first in all the things that you do and continue to pray like it's all up to God and work like it's all up to you. God bless you. Thank you for your support. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.